Hello.
Hi, is that Derek?
Yes.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS calling.
Yes.
Hi, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode just for data protection, please?
Yes, it's 13/5/1972, and it's BT238JW.
Perfect, thank you. I just noted now I was about to send the contracts over. The email we have on file for you, I just wanted to confirm if it was correct. So it's Derek Wallace, but without the R in the Derek.
DeekWallace@googlemail.com.
Deek
Oh,
Wallace, is
sorry.
that correct?
Yeah, DeekWallace@googlemail.com.
Okay, perfect. I was just double checking if there was any mistakes in the spelling, that was all. So I'm just sending the contracts over to you now.
No problem. I've got my son's details for you if you want.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, thank you.
His date of birth is actually the 13/2/93.
Yeah.
And his address is 20 Lawnbrook Drive.
Yeah.
And the postcode for that is
Yeah.
BT238XD.
I'll just check and clarify that address now. I have sent the contracts, but I'll just add that information in and then I'll resend them. So I'll just stay on the. So is it 21 Lawnbrook Drive?
20, number 20, not 21, 20.
20 Lawnbrook, yeah?
Yep.
I'll just pop that in there for you now and then I will send you another email with the updated ones on. No, it won't let me do it at the moment, so I'll do it afterwards. But it's no problem as long as we get them to redress, it'll be okay. So if you double check now, so the contracts I've sent, they should have been sent to you via email.
Hold on 2 seconds, I'll just check.
That's okay.
Yeah, I think I've got something on email there from you.
Yeah, so one of them will be the contracts, and then one of them will be like a welcome email just to state in what contracts we've sent over. So one of
Right.
them should have a link on there.
Yeah, there's one with a link on it.
Yeah, so if you use that link, so you can do it on your phone.
Sorry?
So you can do it on your phone, it's fine. So if you open the link,
Right, hold on.
that's okay.
Oh no, I seem to have lost
That's okay, no worries. It can be quite fidgety.
it's just like I say, I've got this movement disorder makes things really hard and
Yeah, no, that's okay. Just take your time.
things for me to do, you know. I mean, I'm terrible with a computer and things anyway, so
Yeah, I can understand. That's okay. Just take your time. Is the link working okay?
Hold on a minute.
It's okay, no worries. Yeah. So on the bottom of the page, so you can read through the contracts, and then on the bottom there should be a yellow like a rectangle box that says fields required. So if you click on that, it'll take you to the pages that require a signature. And then when you're on those pages, then there should be like a little box that you can tap and you can sign with your finger. And there should also be an option for you to use a keyboard, so you can type it instead. So you don't need to fill anything in, so that's all on our end. So we just need the signatures, and then if any information is missing, it'll be taken when we do the witness statements with you. So if anything's missing, don't worry about that. So I've written everything down on your notes. It's all on your file on our end, so it'll all be in the final submission to redress. This is just the one to get you accepted and into the system properly.
Is it the yellow box I hit?
Yeah, so if you click on the yellow box at the bottom of the screen, if you tap that, it should take you to the pages that require a signature. Yeah, so is that coming through? Is it taking you to the pages?
Yeah, see. This ain't going to be a very good signature because of my sheets now.
That's okay, no problem. As long as it's you that's signed.
Right. That's it.
Tap the yellow. Have you done all of them, or is it? And then it'll say at the bottom, I confirm that my signature is legally binding. So you just have to tick the box next to that. Does it say there's any required fields left?
I've signed them all.
Yeah, so are they all signed?
Aye.
Yeah, and then at the bottom then there's that little box you just have to press to tick to say I confirm that my signature is legally binding. And then when that's ticked, then the purple bluey box that says submit signature should become darker, and then you should be able to press that one.
I think I've done that. Just come up saying verify. Signature complete. Thank you, Mr. Derek Moore.
Hello?
Hello? What is it saying, sorry?
It says signatures completed.
Yeah. Let me have a look. Perfect. Yeah, they've come through. Amazing. So what I'll do now is I'll send you the email with the proof of address and identity documents that you can send to us. And if you send them, though, just take photos and send them over on the email. That would be great. And I'll get those added to your file.
I just take pictures of them, don't I, and send them back to you?
Yeah, so as long as we can see the date on the proof of address one.
Yep.
And then
no problem.
Photographic ID.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Thank you very much.
No problem.
That should be everything. We'll be back in contact when we hear back from Redress. In the meantime, if you have any questions or anything, give us a call or send us an email, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Bye.